This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Back here on a Friday, good morning and welcome. Time now for the Brinkotter Home Highlight. And we welcome Ryan Campbell to the program. We'll be doing our home highlight here in just a couple of minutes. Talk to me a little bit, if you wouldn't mind starting us out here, on the state of real estate in Macon County, a third quarter update.
Well, as we kind of move forward, I think it's always important to kind of take a look back. Let's see where we've been and let's make some predictions about where we're going. So we did, Tom pulled some data just on third quarter this year and how it compared to last year. And I mean, it's been a spectacular 18 months and that trend's kind of continuing. There's been some slight changes though. We've already seen an improvement on the days on market that's actually decreased. And as you can see right now, as of now, it's down about 50%. The average days on market for third quarter was 23 days. So that's so definitely
this time last year, it was 53.
53. Yeah. So, and that means that 79% of listings right now are selling in less than 30 days. So I would tell buyers, I mean, now you need to be prepared to act fast with low inventory and low days on market with this trend continuing. It's continuing to be a real fast-paced market. The other thing that stood out, just reviewing the data that we put out in our recent blog and press release, the median sales price and average sales price is also up around 5%. So that trend's continuing. Market appreciation is not something that's typical for our area. And we've seen that trend kind of continuing over the last 18 months. So that's also good. We are seeing things, a slight change in pace, if you will. Inventory levels have increased, ranging from average homes on the market being anywhere from 170 to 180 homes in comparison to where that was third quarter last year. It was about 120 to 130 homes actively being marketed. So we're starting to see that a slight movement towards normalcy, which is good. And right now there's 192 pending sales, and that exceeds 170 active listings.
That's crazy. All right. So what happens as we head into fourth quarter and into the new year, and what you guys say will, you know, we'll take a little bit of a break, maybe a little bit of a reset. What are you guys expecting in 2022?
I think we'll see some signs as we go into the third quarter, we'll see the seasonal norms where things start to slow, the holidays come. I think we'll see that typical trend. The big thing that'll indicate where we're going, I think, is interest rates. Interest rates have been historically at a low for a long time now. So if we see that start to incrementally increase, we could see a change in buyer demand. But really, right now, I think we'll see the seasonal downturn like we normally do, allow everybody to take a breath, and then we'll just kind of see what happens as we move into 2022.
Crazy, isn't it?
Right.
Time is just flying by. All right. Well, one of those active homes is what we're going to talk about next. And Christy Tindall joins us. Tell me about, first of all, where is this located?
Okay. Well, good morning.
Good morning to you.
I just wanted to say good morning to everybody. And I think it's wonderful that you guys have been talking about the market. We've been talking about that a lot at the state level, too. I've been in those meetings all week in Naperville. So very much what Ryan said, we're looking at this this continuing but not be quite as tight coming into winter and spring. So we do have a house out in Summerfield Estates. So okay. Some of you may not be quite as familiar with where that is. Basically, you're going to take Route 36 west of town, and then where Long Creek Road hits 36, you're going to swing a right. And you're going to continue down Long Creek Road, and Summerfield Estates is going to be on your left-hand side. So you can either go out that way, or you can weave through on Salem School Road, out through Camp Warren, and then hit Long Creek. But that's where this property is located. And one of the reasons that we're doing the open house is because some of these subdivisions aren't quite as familiar to some of our communities. So we want to kind of get that out in front of you.
All right. Walk me through the highlights. This is nearly new, right?
Yeah. Oh, man, I love this property. It was built in 2016. It is a two-story. And one of my favorite things about this property is it has what I call the Hallmark movie porch on it. So it's one of my favorite features on the property. So we've got this nearly new four-bedroom Mount Zion School District house that's got a sidewalk-lined court. So you've got what I call like the the stroller mom area. You know, you got these jogger moms out, and it's great for them. We do have 9-foot ceilings and wood floors throughout the main level of the property. It's got a big 2-story entry. It's got that beautiful wraparound porch. There's a back patio that you can basically just sit out, have a glass of wine or a cup of hot chocolate, hit that open view. You've got a kitchen that boasts a farmhouse sink. We've got granite countertops, subway tile backsplash. You've got a breakfast room and a family room with a gas fireplace, custom trim and crown molding. Also, we've got a dining room, a separate dining room as well, plus a breakfast bar off the kitchen. So it's got those three items, you know, all together. We've got a laundry that's conveniently located on the second level. You know, we used to have it where everybody wanted the laundry on the main level. And a lot of the folks doing laundry said, you know, why am I doing this if I've got a 2-story house? If my bedrooms are on the second level, isn't it easier to truck jeans into those bedrooms rather than up and down the stairs? You know, just a thought. Master suite has a tiled walk-in shower and a separate jetted tub. And you've got a double sink vanity and walk-in closet. So, you know, no fighting over the space in there in the mornings when it's a little tense. Half bath and a mud locker room off the garage. And we've got a basement with a wet bar. There's plenty of space down there to entertain friends or family. And we just love to see you out. I'm doing that from noon to 1:30. A little difference on the time. Noon to 1:30 this coming Sunday.
All right, you can find the link on the Nauticator Facebook page. You can obviously check it out at brinkouter.com. What's the acreage? It looks like a really big backyard.
We've got 0.6 acres.
Okay.
And the house is just strategically set on that lot. It's just beautiful. You've got good yard all the way around. So.
Yeah, I couldn't tell where the property ended. So not too bad. Enough land to get around, but not too much to take care of at 0.6.
Right.
Good stuff. So noon to 1:30 this Sunday.
Yes.
All right, Christy, we appreciate it. Good luck with the property. You can win yourself a $25 gift card to Rural King this week by just going to the Nauticator Facebook page. Like, comment, feel free to share. It's a great-looking house. This thing's move-in ready and almost brand new. 2016 is nearly new, but you don't have to pay all the way for it.
Right. It's a gorgeous property. I love Christy's description of everything. And I have to say, my wife and I have the laundry room in our master bedroom.
Yeah.
And that's so convenient.
Sounds nice to me. I think it's, I don't know what we were waiting for on that.
Right.
All right, great stuff. Have a great weekend, Ryan. We appreciate
it. You do the
same. All right, we'll talk to you again next week.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.